So we are on text number 21, which goes like this. Please repeat. Amihi tvam sura sangha vishanti. Kechit bhita pranjalayo grinanti. Swastiti yuktva maharishi maharshi siddha sangha. Stuvanti tvam stuti bhi pushkala bhi. Word for word, ami. All those. He. Certainly. Twam. You. Surasangaha. Groups of demigods. Vishanti. Are entering. Kechit. Some of them. Bhita, out of fear. Pranjalayaha, with folded hands. Grinanti, are offering prayers. Swasti, all peace. Iti, thus. Uktva, speaking. Marshi, Maharishi, great sages. Siddha Sangha, perfect beings. Stuvanti, are singing hymns. Tvam, unto you. Stuti bhi, with prayers. Pushkala bhi, Vedic hymns. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Ki Jai. All the hosts of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings crying, all peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. Purport. The demigods in all the planetary systems feared the terrific manifestation of the universal form and its glaring effulgence, and so prayed for protection. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. So we have such a beautiful, wonderful manifestation that the Supreme Lord is showing to Arjuna and all the higher beings in the higher planetary system, the divine beings, especially the demigods and the great sages. They are also able to see this form of the Lord, which is so fearful, which is so terrifying, and which is causing so much disturbance to everyone who is seeing it, that in fear, what happens when we are in fear? We go trembling and seek protection, right? And so they are all going with folded hands and offering prayers to the Supreme Lord for protection. And great sages are praying for the peace of all beings. And some are singing Vedic hymns. So this is what is being shown to us when the universal form of the Lord is being shown to Arjuna. I'm also going to read text 22 and 23 because it is so wonderful to understand what is happening on that battlefield where Arjuna has refused to fight, and now Krishna is teaching him what is his duty, who he is, who Krishna is, and what he wants. Okay. I'll read just the English translation of 22. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, Adityas, Vasus, Sadhyas, Vishwadevas, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder. So Arjuna is glorifying the Lord. Oh, mighty armed one! All the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs and bellies, and your many terrible teeth. And as they are disturbed, so am I. So there are no purports, but it's so wonderful to read these verses. O all-pervading Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind. O Lord of Lords, O refuge of the world, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance, seeing thus your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions, I am bewildered. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths. And some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. Whoa! So this is the wonderful form, the universal form of the Lord that is being shown to Arjuna because he asked for it. But at the same time, it's causing great fear and great perturbation because who has seen such a fearful form before? And so all the perfected beings, the great sages, the demigods, they are in great fear. They're praying to the Lord. And this is what happens when the Lord is in such a fearsome form. Everyone trembles and they offer prayers and they pray to the Lord for protection, isn't it? Another instance, when a very fearsome form of the Lord came and all the demigods were filled with fear and offering prayers was when? Lord Narsingadev, yes. The Lord came in a very fearful half-man, half-lion form to protect his little baby devotee Prahlad, keeping all the benedictions of Lord Brahma to Hiranyakashipu in mind. He took a very fearful form. And even after killing Hiranyakashipu, the Lord was so angry. He was killing all the demons and he was roaring loudly because he was so angry at what had been done to his little baby devotee Prahlad, who was just a little five-year-old boy. So he was so angry. And he was bent on destroying all the demons. And he was roaring loudly. And all the demigods, you know, they're trembling. And they're offering, trying to offer prayers. But they're too scared to come in front of the Lord. And then Brahmaji asks the Lord's eternal consort, the goddess of fortune herself, Lakshmi Devi, please, you know, he's your husband. Please, you at least go and pacify him. And what does she say? I know my Lord, but this form I don't know. I'm not going. And so finally Brahmaji says to Prahlad, you go and pacify the Lord. Because little Prahlad is not afraid. He is the Lord's devotee. He loves the Lord. And so with a beautiful garland, Prahlad Maharaj goes in front of the Lord and offers beautiful prayers to the Lord. And the Lord, seeing his sweet little baby devotee so innocent and so fixed in taking shelter and protection of him, immediately becomes very pacified, becomes so pleased. He places his hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head and puts him on his lap and immediately becomes pacified. This is the cool Narsingadev now, Prahlad Narsingha, peaceful, calm. And the demigods heave a sigh of relief. Whew! Finally, the Lord is pacified by his devotee. So we see that in fearsome situations, what do devotees do? They go running to Krishna. What happened when Indra sent torrential rains to the residents of Vrindavan? They didn't run with their umbrellas and make arrangements or call 911. What did they do? Their 911 is Krishna. Krishna, save us! Isn't it? All the residents of Vrindavan, because Krishna and Balaram were there, all the demons were coming to kill them, one after the other. Keshi demon, the horse demon, came. So terrifying. And the residents took shelter of Krishna. Arishtasur, the bull demon, so fearsome, so huge. His humps were like describing that, touching the sky, and the pounding of his hooves. Boom, 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 coming closer and closer. Caused so much fear that in Krishna book it says that ladies had abortions. So fearful, this great demon coming. But again, what did the residents do? Krishna, save us! Please, save us! Again and again and again, we find so many instances where the Lord comes in response to the devotee calling out and giving full protection. Draupadi. She's being disrobed. What a humiliation for a very exalted, very elevated princess. And she tries to hold on to her sari and appeal to all the great warriors and still trying to hold on with two hands and then with one hand. And finally she realizes she has no strength to stop what is happening. She throws up both her hands and she says, Govinda, help me. And then what does Krishna do? Unlimited saris. One after the other, Dushasana is trying and trying and trying and trying. Can't do a thing. Because she's completely protected by the Lord. Kunti Devi, she's always praying to the Lord for protection of her sons because she knows they're constantly under attack by the Kauravas. So all these great souls are teaching us how to take shelter of Krishna and how to have complete faith that Krishna will protect us. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. Krishna will protect us. And when we have this conviction, we become fearless. Abhaya Charan Aravinda. That's what our Srila Prabhupada's name. We become fearless. Why? Because we know Krishna will protect. There is no need to worry. There's no need to make separate arrangements and do this and do that and do that. Of course, we must be sensible and what is practical needs to be done. But we know ultimately, Krishna is the only protector. Krishna is our only shelter. Krishna is our only maintainer. And Krishna is our best friend. And we learn all this by hearing the words of the scriptures, by understanding how the Lord is coming all the time to save us. There's a very beautiful purport which Bhakta Alexander has kindly pulled up for us. It's verse 12, 6 and 7 of the Bhagavad Gita. And I would like to read some of the important words in that purport just to remind us of how loving the Lord is to his devotee and how he protects his devotee like a parent takes care of a child. Isn't that reassuring? Who can be a better father than Krishna? Okay. You ready to hear? So this is 12, 6 and 7. I'll read the English translation and then I'll read certain sentences in the purport because I want you to appreciate what Srila Prabhupada is telling us here. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pritha, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. See how Krishna is promising. I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So here, I want us to look at the second paragraph. As stated before, the Supreme Lord can be appreciated only by devotional service. Therefore, one should be fully devoted. One should fix his mind fully on Krishna in order to achieve him. One should work only for Krishna. It does not matter what kind of work one engages in, but that work should be done only for Krishna. That is the standard of devotional service. And the process, let's jump a little bit more. It says, the process is very simple. One can devote himself in his occupation and engage at the same time in chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, what does the Lord say? The Lord says, very swiftly, I will come and pick up my devotee from the ocean of birth and death. I don't know whether this version is a little different. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pull it up right here because there are certain sentences which are very beautiful in the purport which I want us to read. So I think I'm going to look it up here. Unless it's on this next page. Let's see. Maybe I'm... Yes, here it is. Yes, it's right here. Let's go to the part after the Sanskrit verse. And it says, the purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice Ashtanga Yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure. See what reassurance Srila Prabhupada is giving us. A child is completely protected by the parents. His position is secure. So a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once, riding on his bird carrier Garud, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence. So you see, what a hard struggle of existence all of us have undergone before coming to Krishna consciousness, and how mercifully the Lord has placed us in his devotional service and is saving us from having to swim in that ocean endlessly by picking us up and putting us on that boat of Srila Prabhupada. So, simply, let's go to the very last two paragraphs. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, a devotee of the Lord can approach the supreme destination easily and happily. Hari Bol! But this destination cannot be approached by any other process of religion. So therefore the conclusion states, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasuchaha. One should give up all other processes, simply execute devotional service in Krishna consciousness. This will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. Therefore, one should not futilely try to deliver himself. Let everyone take shelter of the Supreme Omnipotent Godhead Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life. So of course, we want to become fearless, but we are beset by so much fearful things all around us. Srila Prabhupada said material world means anxiety, right? Even a little bird has so much anxiety, and especially now with COVID and everything, fear levels have gone straight up, up the roof. But why does a devotee have to join in the madness? Why can't we be peaceful, understanding Krishna is fully in control and we are fully protected simply by taking shelter of Guru and Krishna? Devotee remains calm, peaceful, blissful, happy, and out of all the madness. Yes, isn't it? Look at us. We are singing and chanting every day. We are eating nice Krishna prasadam. We shouldn't say eating, honoring. Right? We are engaging in devotional service. We are reading Krishna katha. Where is the fear? There's no fear here. We are fearless now. Why? Because we are engaging in devotional service and Krishna is lovingly reciprocating by keeping us safe. This temple is a safe haven. We don't have to worry because we are protected from the external energy. Srila Prabhupada said, each temple is an oasis in this hot burning desert of material existence. Imagine, you know what an oasis is? You know what the desert is? Hot burning sand for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles around. So finally, when a soul comes to that oasis, there's fresh running water, cool water, green trees, habitation, food to eat, fruits to eat, vegetation. How thrilled he is, how relieved he is of all that fatigue and anxiety that will this ever end. So here we are in the temple of the Lord. We are protected. Krishna is protecting us. So devotee should understand that by engaging in devotional service, everything is being taken care of by Krishna. There's nothing to worry. All we have to do is surrender and engage wholeheartedly. Srila Prabhupada said, if you're 2% for Krishna, Krishna is 2% for you. If you're 50% for Krishna, Krishna is 50% for you. But if you're 100% for Krishna, Krishna is also 100% for you. We want Krishna, right? To be 100% on our side. We don't want to be subjected to the lashes of Maya or the whips of the material energy, though we will to some extent be affected because we are in this material world. But we have great protection by taking part in the process of devotional service. Starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. We have 9 processes of devotional service, and by engaging in these processes, we are safe. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 7th canto of how Prahlad Maharaj took complete shelter of the Lord and was therefore completely protected. And he offers this very beautiful prayer. My dear devotees, do you want to learn a prayer to become fearless? Would you like a prayer? Would you like to learn? It's a very beautiful prayer. Yes, let's go to verse 518.8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sri Prahlad Maharaj is offering this beautiful prayer. And of course, for Nashikadev Puja, all the pujaris, I'm very sure, are familiar with it. But not many devotees are familiar. So I really want us to learn this verse. At least if you repeat the English every day, I promise you this, my dear friend, you will slowly start seeing that your fear is decreasing and your calmness and faith in Krishna is increasing. So would you like to repeat after me? Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jas tejase avir avir bhava. Vajra naka vajra damshra karma shayan randhaya randhaya. Tamo grasa grasa om swaha. Abhayam abhayam atmani bhuishtha om shraum. Just reciting it makes you feel good, isn't it? Such a beautiful prayer. And now, I will read the translation for you, and we will all repeat the translation because this is a very beautiful prayer. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy, we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Make this prayer every day and you will see a difference. I promise you this. This is a very important and beautiful prayer, and by offering it, we can actually see how lovingly the Lord is reciprocating with us. So I want us to remember these beautiful prayers, because which of us doesn't feel anxiety from time to time, fear from time to time? But by taking shelter of the Lord, by chanting His holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, very slowly, gradually, we will find ourselves being less and less and less tormented by the material energy and more situated in the peace and calmness of knowing Krishna is protecting us. This is a fact, actually. And Srila Prabhupada wants every one of us to be fearless, because this is how we will be able to show the world that we have taken shelter of Krishna, and this is the way to become fearless. In fact, Srila Prabhupada's name is what? Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we can actually understand that Srila Prabhupada has given us this process to become fearless. Bhaja Hure Mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. So are you ready to sing? You are?
Yes.
Not tired? Oh my God, this Mataji is too much. Morning, evening, she wants us to sing. Can't she understand it's evening? We need to take rest. She's making us sing. Okay, so I would like us to sing. You ready? All right. Bhaja hure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare. Durlabha manava janam sat sange. Taroho he bhava sindhure. So we will do translation and then we'll go to the next, so that it remains fresh in our mind. O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which make one fearless. Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Now the second one. Sita tapa mata barishana edina jamini jagire. Vipala sevino kripana durajana. Chapala sukhalaba lagire. Both in the day and night I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of heat and cold, wind and rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men. Now, verse number 3. Edhana yovana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire. Komala jala dala jivana talamala. Bhajahu hari pada nitire. What assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. And now, fourth one. Shravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasyare. Pujana sakhi jana atmani vedana. Govinda Dasa Bhilashare. It is the desire and great longing of Govinda Das to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti, namely hearing the glories of Lord Hari and chanting those glories, constantly remembering him and offering prayers to him, serving the Lord's lotus feet and serving the Supreme Lord as a servant, worshipping him with flowers and incense and so forth, and serving him as a friend and completely offering the Lord one's very self. So we want to reach that point where we are fully surrendered to Krishna and have Krishna's full protection. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. And therefore we will become fearless. Do we want to be fearful or we want to be fearless? No brainer, right? We want to be fearless because only on the platform of fearlessness you can have peace. And only on the platform, once we have peace, there is chance of some bliss and happiness. Otherwise, we are constantly in anxiety, stress, worry, tension, panic attacks. Whoa. We don't want to be like that. We want to be protected by taking full shelter of Krishna's spiritual energy, being fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, constantly remembering the Lord, glorifying the Lord, worshipping the Lord, offering everything to the Lord, and therefore we have no worries. No worries, mate, as they say in Australia. And Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. He said, we have no anxiety. We have so many centers all over the world and we are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we have no anxiety because we know Krishna is protecting us. So we are also greatly blessed by this process of devotional service, and the more we take shelter for Krishna, we will feel more of his loving protection and we will become fearless. So thank you all very much for listening patiently and putting up with this irritating Mataji who makes you sing day and night. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments, criticisms, corrections?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Haribol.
Thank you for nice class. I'm just wondering, since you are very nicely elaborating things, when we become fearful, then we start to be like in panic, or some people become a little bit angry, mad, etc. Can you elaborate a little bit this, the next step? We are now fearful and... we don't remember to take prayers, but what can happen if we don't remember to take prayers?
Right. That means the modes have caught us, you know. When we become fearful, the next thing is anxiety or anger, and we try to control the situation. We try to control people. We try to control the outcome. We start telling people what to do. We start saying, why you're not doing this? Do like this, do like that. But it's our own anxiety which makes us overreact, you know, to that situation. And the other person may or may not like what we are saying. So actually it's our anxiety which makes us want to control the situation. And we can work on our anxiety by taking shelter of Krishna. When the things happen, we must be intelligent and respond, not react. Right now we are not there yet. We react, isn't it? We get triggered. We immediately tend to react. But as we practice bhakti yoga, slowly, slowly, Krishna will give us intelligence that, hey, hold on, put the brakes on. Think carefully. Does it require this response or can you choose another response? So instead of acting on the mental platform, we will start acting from the platform of intelligence, because we have steadied the mind. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you must steady the mind with spiritual intelligence. So you will learn how to harness that energy in a positive way. Srila Prabhupada also got angry, but he used that emotion to serve. And it was always for the benefit of others, not to just, you know, lose his temper or something. So we can take lessons from how Prabhupada harnessed that energy to serve the Lord. So yes, we are neophytes, we are still baby Hare Krishnas, and we struggle with these emotions. I'm a mother, you know, the moment, you know, my daughter says this happened, that way, immediately I'm like, ooh, you know, maybe you should do, maybe. And she says, Mom, I just want you to listen. You don't have to fix anything. But I'm so much in the fix-it mode that immediately I jump to reacting and telling her what to do. You see? So we all have work to do. We want to remain calm. We want to remain peaceful. But the material energy won't let us. It catches you. And Maya knows exactly our weak points. She knows exactly where we are weak. And she'll send her arrows right there where it hurts the most. So, but don't worry. Krishna is very kind. He's very loving towards his devotee. He understands our struggles. And as we pray and as we engage in devotional service, we'll find that we are reacting less and responding more. It'll slowly reverse. It won't happen overnight. But as you keep chanting the holy names, as you keep praying to Krishna, that please, I really don't want to upset myself first and then others, because even our blood pressure goes up and we are, you know, palpitating and sweating and cussing, and, you know, our hearts are affected actually. When we get angry, you know, we are damaging our blood vessels and our heart, and we are developing heart disease. Anger is very detrimental to our system. Anxiety is even very detrimental to our system. So we don't want to release that flood of toxic negative energy in our own system. We want to work on ourselves. So we want to look at what is causing me to react like this. Many times, our parents are like that. We are prototypes of our parents, you know. Many times, these are the things we have learned in childhood of how to react. But now, after coming to Krishna consciousness, we can choose to be different. We don't have to be like that. My mother suffered from severe anxiety disorder, and she passed on that rich legacy to me too. So I can understand how difficult it is, because I have had to also do a lot of work on several different areas of my life. Not that I have mastered anything, but I can promise you this, that by engaging in devotional service, by engaging in lovingly serving Krishna, Krishna helps us. And chanting the holy names with attention and really praying to Krishna will be tremendously beneficial to you. Keep going, spiritual warrior.
Hare Krishna.
I like you very much, don't worry. When I see you, I remember myself many years ago, angry young lady, but you are 100 times better than that. So believe me, you are going to be just fine.
Hare Hare. Jai Gauranga, I mean, from your mouth to...
Yes, why not?
Gauranga's ears, and yes, I will do my best.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to hear you say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. Marco Prabhu?
Thank you. Thank you very much. So sometimes I hear that some devotees or they're like some say that we don't need any other special prayers like this for Nrisimhadev that we just read. They say that Maha Mantra is enough if you just chant this. But some devotees said that this is very helpful, like you said, if we do every day. So you know, I'm just wondering, what is this really necessary, or how is this?
The Maha Mantra is our foundation. It is the rock on which we build our full spiritual life. So therefore, there is no getting away from that. Chant our 16 rounds with great attention every day, or whatever number of rounds you chant, maybe you chant more. So that is a must. That is essential. But there is nothing wrong in making individual prayers to the Lord in your own words. We want to connect to Krishna. We want to speak to Krishna. We want to share with Krishna our doubts, anxieties, worries, fears, tensions, and place it before the Lord and say, my dear Lord, please help me. I don't want to be suffering like this. Please show me what I need to do. So individual prayers are very powerful. The prayers of the saints and great devotees are very powerful. So we can say these prayers also in addition to our sadhana, not as a substitute. In addition to what we have been, you know, our vows that we have taken. So there is, prayers of the great devotees are recommended for us actually. Bona fide prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Good question. Gabriela is looking very thoughtful. Anybody else? Nothing from the internet audience, huh? Internet audience is very silent these days. Okay. All right. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.